Hey, I'm Mike.
Hey, I'm Ethan.
I watched the first half of Y2K.
I watched the second half of Y2K.
And this is the other half. Well, we are always looking for New Year's movies.
New Year's movies.
For our podcast. I was the one that suggested this one.
Because they dropped it, and there's so few New Year's movies.
We were literally like, we have to find something else, because we couldn't find one. And then I was like, oh, there was a new New Year's movie that came out just this year.
Yeah.
Written and directed by Kyle Mooney from SNL. And the sports...
The sports skit that I think about all the time.
Yes.
And Costco, Bulk Buys.
Costco, Bulk Buys.
Roommate video.
The roommate video. Yeah. We primarily, I think, like him for his YouTube videos.
Yeah.
He also made a movie called Bigsby Bear.
I heard that one was pretty good.
It was very good. Okay. Yeah. I watched it in theaters and I really enjoyed it. This, however.
Yeah.
Did you like it?
You know what I want to say? This is the most mid-ass movie I've seen in a while.
It's
so
mid.
It's not terrible. It's not terrible.
No.
It's just like there's so many things you're just like, get that out of here. We don't need that. Get this out of this movie. You don't need to have Kyle Mooney there as a little stoner guy just make us weird, just injecting himself into every scene. I'm like, we don't need this guy.
Seeing him, however, in the movie, it reminded me at least that uh-huh. I was like, oh, like, because the cast of this movie is really good. I don't think there's a bad actor in this entire movie. I think everyone is doing exactly what they need to be doing. They understand what they're doing. However, it's very hard to capture Kyle Mooney's like energy.
Yeah.
Only Kyle Mooney can do Kyle Mooney's energy, really. Yeah. And everyone in this movie is written like a Kyle Mooney character, and it's like, it just doesn't work. Like, seeing like Rachel Zegler trying to perform as like a Kyle Mooney ideal of a teenage girl, it just doesn't work, you know? And so I'm like, I don't know. There's like, it's whenever I saw him, I'm like, oh, I can like, I'm like imagining Kyle Mooney with like a wig, or Kyle Mooney with, you know, like in all of the parts. And I'm like, this movie could work if it was all Kyle Mooney, but it isn't. It's all these other actors. And then, I don't know, it's like the tone is all wrong.
The tone, that's his biggest problem, is the tone is weird.
Yeah.
It doesn't know if it wants to be serious or funny.
Funny.
And then when it is trying to be funny, it's like very...
sophomoric?
Yes, that's the perfect term. I was going to say crass, but that sounds too prudish.
Yeah.
I think sophomoric is the perfect way to say it, where it's just like...
Which is great because they're high school students.
There are high school students. So you kind of want to be like, yeah, whatever, they're high school students. But like at some point, the computer's making jokes, and I'm like...
Yeah, that's kind of the problem, is like the computer, or the technology at one time needs to be considered like scary and like threatening. Like literally, the main character's best friend... dies. His name's Danny.
R.I.P.F.'s in chat.
R.I.P.F.'s in chat. Dude from Hunt for the Wilder People.
Yeah.
He's a little kid from that.
He's much older now.
He's much older. He's much more crass.
Yeah.
But he's great. He's great in the movie. And I remember when he dies in my half of the movie, I was like, whoa, there's no way they're going to kill this guy off. He's like the best friend. And then he dies.
He's fucking dead, dude.
He's dead.
He's dead.
And so then
that's a big part of the movie. That's the thing, is the movie leans a lot on kind of like his death and like Eli, the main character's motivation for... doing the things he does is on his death. I'm like, this is actually like kind of like a serious tone for a movie that's so fucking goofy.
Yeah, exactly. And then at the same time, like a robot pops in and just starts like improvising for like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
The concept of being a robot. I will say, however, the one thing I loved about this movie is I really like the robot effects. I love how it's just a guy in a
costume. I love the robot effects. The only thing I like is the cyberspace effects. I don't know if you ever get to the cyberspace.
I've never seen cyberspace.
It
just looks like a Ripper.
Yes.
Like, yeah, the internet Ripper.
That's awesome. I'm not kidding. It looks exactly like Ripper. Like, not
awesome.
Even a joke. It is amazing. Lawnmower Man Ripper combined.
Have like a mood board of what they wanted it to look like, and there's like
it's
pictures
fantastic
of, yeah,
it's, I love it. I love the way their cyberspace in the 2000s looked like. That was a great imagination of it, but there's such a small part because it's expensive to render maybe it shouldn't be expensive to render cyberspace nowadays, but you still have to hire artists to do it, right?
I kind of wish because the other thing the movie is doing is really like leaning on the fact that this movie takes place in like the 2000s or like and in the night, and I know, for instance, the movie opens with flying microwave screensaver, which is supposed to be the flying toaster screensaver, and then the screensaver disappears and we see an old-timey computer screen, and then we see an AOL login, and then we get a dial-up sound, and we see a CD burning, the AOL online, there's Limp Bizkit, and there's Bill Clinton, and there's just like no question what time this takes place in, and I'm like, that was just so much for such a small amount of time. And it's like, that's the rest of the movie.
Pretty
like,
much.
Constant reference to Limp Bizkit, which I know he's in the movie at some point.
Oh, Fred Durst appears at some point.
Do they de-age him? Because he's supposed to be Fred Durst. Wait, really?
No.
Oh.
They say a line where you say, you look like shit, and that's kind of it. Which I think is actually really a really funny way to bring him in. Cause like,
I like that.
Like, yeah, you look pretty bad, but it's like, apocalypse is happening, so you're probably going to look pretty, you're going to age 20 years or whatever.
It's weird seeing Fred Durst, like, reappear in, like, the public eye, because he was also in, I saw the TV Glow.
He was?
Yeah. He plays the in that.
Are you fucking kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding.
This sounds like a troll. Because
no,
I want to see
Glow.
That movie. I've not seen it yet.
The movie rocks. I've seen it like three times and I cried every time.
And he Fred Durst is still in there.
Fred Durst is the
dad. That's crazy. Because Fred Durst also made
The Fanatic. With John Travolta, which was a real piece of shit.
Check that podcast episode out because that was crazy.
That was a bad movie. But yeah, it's like weird. He's like trying to like reclaim his like. I don't know what he's trying to do, but he's doing it pretty successfully, I would guess. But yeah, he's in this movie. There's a lot of references. I will say they really got the costume down. Everyone's dressed like people I knew back in the day.
It definitely feels like, oh yeah, this is kids I know. I mean, we were not teens quite yet when that happened.
No,
but you still remember like the vibe. And this was on TV, right? Like we'd watch stuff on TV. Like, characters look like this and stuff. So
like mostly the slacker kids is they got it pretty accurate.
The slacker kids are accurate. You got your bucket hats.
The bucket hats. You got the like really. Like crappy looking stretched out hoodies.
Yep.
You know, and you got the like the messy, you know, like the bleached jeans and stuff, like all that stuff. Like really crusty kind of like shit.
Do you feel pandered to it all in this
movie? 100%. Okay, I hated it.
Cause yeah, I felt that way too. I was like, is this what boomer or not boomers, but like Gen X gets with like Stranger Things and stuff?
Yeah. Or like what boomers got for, or not boomers, but like older people got from like Greece. Like, you know, when that came
you
out.
You mean the silent generation? No, I'm just kidding.
Silent generation? I thought they were the golden generation.
I thought it was a silent generation. Oh, maybe I'm skipping. The golden generation might be before boomers.
Yeah.
And then the silent generation is the ones who lived through like the Great Depression and shit. So maybe you are talking about the golden generation.
Yeah, because I'm talking about because Greece was the 50s.
Yeah.
But it was released in like
the
70s.
That's the boomers.
Are they boomers? Boomers. I don't know what boomers are. But boomers is a concept to me.
Boomers
you know?
Is more like, at this point, it just becomes you're old. That's all it is. Like,
so yeah, boomers for the Greece, whatever.
Sure, yeah.
But, or like Johnny Rockets is for these fucking people, right? But yeah, I don't know. I feel like they're trying to pander to me, but it's not working. Because I was like, I want a good movie, goddammit.
That's the thing is, I'm like, oh, I recognize this. But I wish this movie was better, right? Like, it just wished it was a more coherent, clever movie.
Story. Like, I think about, like, a similar movie as far as, like, I think the tone that they're trying to capture is, like, Superbad. I love Superbad.
Mm-hmm.
That movie's weird because, it's shot like it's, like, an 80s movie, but it is takes place in the modern day, you know? But they have, like period sounding like music from a specific time and stuff. And like the graphics look like a specific time, but it's like, that's sort of like a cool, crazy movie that balances between like being really funny and really sentimental. But this movie, like they've added this whole other aspect of like a fucking apocalypse to it.
Yeah. So it's kind of tough when you have such high stakes.
Yeah.
In a movie like this. It's
like people die. You see people die horrendously.
They die in crazy ways. Yeah.
Do you want me to tell you a little bit more about how the movie opens?
Please do, Mike. I'm excited.
Let me introduce you to my good friend Eli, who's played by the kid from Stranger Things. And or is he in Stranger Things?
I don't know. I didn't recognize him.
Oh, well, maybe.
Also, I haven't watched Stranger Things in a long time, so all his kids got older.
I know. I think he was in It. And I know.
Yes, he was in It.
And I know for sure that he was also in the first Knives Out movie. He's playing the crazy right winger.
Oh, yes, he does.
Yeah,
he does.
He's our main character. So it's Eli, you got Danny, who's dead.
he's not dead yet.
He's gonna. And then you got Laura, who is Eli. Eli's a big old crush on her.
Yeah.
She's a popular girl.
Yeah, she's gonna be in Snow White, so she's very popular.
Yeah, that's right. She was in Snow White. She's a popular girl. We know her from West Side Story.
Yeah, which she
love that movie.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Fucking incredible. Yeah, she's a popular girl, but she's also a hacker.
Oh, she's a nerd.
And she's a programmer.
Ooh.
So she runs admin for the school website, but she hides stuff in the website. So if you click on like parts of the website, she's programmed like a fully animated and programmed video game where she beats up people from school.
Whoa.
Yeah. And I'm like, that's a crazy amount of work just for like a hidden like thing on a website. But, you know, we had a lot of time.
Yeah,
back
a lot of
the
time
day.
Back then.
But if you're popular, I feel like you don't have that much time. You're usually too busy spending time with your friends and stuff. You
would think that. That's kind of the thing where I'm like, I don't know of any popular kids who are into that because you have to work on your Riz. And like, it's hard to work on your Riz when you're working on your code.
Yeah,
you know
that's
saying?
Right. That's right. And then they're talking on like AOL Messenger, so they like know each other, I guess, somewhat well. Mm-hmm. And he's like, oh yeah, New Year's coming, and you know, like we're gonna be in school next year. And then she says, I'll protect you, XOXO. So clearly there's some kind of like,
nah, that's a crazy thing to
I
put
out
know. There.
Yeah. So he says he's gonna be going to New Year's Eve party, but really his party is just gonna be him and Danny hanging out because they're losers.
Yeah.
We meet Eli's parents. Do you meet Eli's parents in the movie?
Yeah, it's Tim Heidecker and
Alicia Silverstone. Crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Weird get.
Honestly, weird if you did put them together, they do kind of
it works,
make this
though.
Kid. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's actually true.
And Tim Heidecker's reading a newspaper and he's talking about Enron. So Eli's going to meet up with his friend Danny. He's on a bike and he's biking down the neighborhood, and we see a bunch of kids doing the Macarena, and then one of them sees Eli and makes the shape of an L on her forehead.
Oh, no.
I'm like, again, this is what I'm talking about, like pandering.
Pew,
like,
pew, pew. Just shoot him out. Shoot those references
out,
kids.
Boom. Eli gets to his friend's house, Danny. Danny exercises with his mom. They're from Australia or New Zealand.
New
or whatever.
Zealand, probably.
Yeah. Eli has made a diorama of Foreman's basement from That 70s Show. That's a hobby that he has.
But That 70s Show was around back then? I didn't realize it was that old.
It's pretty old.
Wow.
Yeah, that was the one aspect of the movie that I thought was kind of clever, because it's a sort of thing of like, That 70s Show came out at that time, and now this movie's coming out, and it's like a thing where it's like in the late 90s, they were making a show about the 70s, and now in our time, they're making a show about the late 90s, early 2000s.
Yeah.
And it's a sort of thing of like this whole thing
cycle
like
keeps
mirrors.
Going
yeah,
to
exactly.
Everyone wants to know what 30 years ago was like.
Exactly. Does this kind of play at all, the whole That 70s Show?
Nope.
Okay, great. Danny leaves condoms under Eli's pillow because he's the rubber fairy. I love this kid from Hunt for the Wilder People. They give him trash to work with.
Aww.
I'm so pissed. Eli and Danny hang out. They play games. They wait for porn to load on their computer, and it takes forever because dial-up.
Yeah.
They talk about girls on the basketball team. Eli says he's waiting for Laura, but she's dating a guy from
community
college.
This is just Kyle Mooney's life. This is what you do.
It really does feel like this is just like what Kyle Mooney's like
hang out with his friend
up.
Was like,
and I mean, like, honestly, this was kind of like what I was like in like,
yeah, honestly, like
school.
I had one good friend and then I just hung out with him.
Yeah.
We fucking,
my kid was, my friend was fat, you know, yeah. I was thin,
yeah.
You know, he was from New Zealand.
I was a fat kid. So and the other guy got all
so
the girls.
You were the one that was always like, fuck this.
Yeah.
Because that's how it always is, right? The fat kids are always the really gratuitously crude ones.
Yeah. And
movies.
Then I died in a violent way too. Now you see me as a ghost.
That's right. I did. And now I have a podcast with a ghost.
We should advertise that more. I think maybe that's the problem is like if we
well that's what the other half is referring to, right? There's
oh,
this
oh yes
side
on the spiritual side. I never tell you any shit that happens in the spiritual side, but like
I'd rather hear your opinions on movies, however.
Yeah, exactly. Like fucking who gives a shit about that?
About
I mean, you're
afterlife.
Gonna get there at some point.
Yeah,
whatever,
guys. If you want to hear about our afterlife, visit our Patreon.
Yeah, we should watch. Maybe that's how we need. Yeah,
we should advertise our Patreon.
I never thought about that
about...
content offer.
Well, maybe.
I work in marketing as a ghost, and it's crazy.
If you guys are interested, let us know. I'm sure Ethan would love to tell more about what he's seen in the past, in the afterlife, and
yeah, boy,
heaven.
Tell you more about Nancy Reagan.
She's dating a guy from a community college. They go to a VHS store, which is run by Kyle Mooney. Danny's really excited to watch the movie Junior, which is a movie we've also seen for the podcast.
Junior
with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Yeah.
Yes, I remember that one.
They're friends with Garrett, who's played by Kyle Mooney. He runs the VHS store.
Okay.
He lets them go into the porn room and they smoke weed.
Like with Garrett?
Yeah.
Nice.
But only Danny smokes weed. Eli does not want to because he's a good boy.
Yeah.
Guy and a group of people bully Danny and Eli when they leave the VHS store. One of them has a video camera. The leader of the gang raps at them poorly.
Is it the collective?
He's the guy from the package. No, the collective is run by Kyle Mooney. No, oh. It's just a gang full of people that clearly really like Fred Durst.
Okay.
One of them is Ash.
Yes, Ash.
They're the ones with like the little video camera.
Yeah, yeah.
But the leader is the guy from the package with the really long dark hair. Remember the movie The Package where the guy's dick gets cut off?
Oh my god, I fucking suppressed that movie from my
well,
memory.
Too bad it's back.
Oh my god. You know, I saw that fucking guy and I was like, he looks familiar, but yeah. I really don't know from what, and I didn't bother to look him up. I call him Bucket Hat Man. He's the one who wears bucket hat, right?
I think so, yeah. Yeah. Wait. He's got the long dark hair,
oh,
though, right?
Oh, no.
No, that guy dies in my half of the movie.
Oh, okay. Never
so,
mind.
Yeah, no. But, yes, that movie did exist, remember?
Okay, never mind then. I'm just imagining. I don't know what I'm imagining.
They go to a convenience store. Danny forces Eli to talk to Laura. Her and her friends plan on stealing beer from this convenience store for the party later tonight.
This is where you get the Superbad connection.
That's what I was thinking. Okay. I'm like, oh, yeah, I remember Superbad. Superbad was really good. Her and Eli chat. Laura says she broke up with her boyfriend. Her and her friends are going to go to a New Year's Eve party. So now Eli is aware of this New Year's Eve party that they're attending. Her and her friends went off the stolen beer. And now Danny and Eli are, Danny's like, let's go to that party. And Eli's like, why do we go to that party? Everyone there fucking hates us. And then Danny's like, you're a pussy, Eli. And then Eli breaks into Danny's mom's like liquor cabinet, takes a big swig of alcohol, and they get really drunk. And then they're like, let's go to the party, even though they're not invited. Eli brings a boombox with his Y2K CD mix because he really likes collecting music and burning it. Does any of this come into play?
Not at all.
This is the other thing I hate about this movie. It's like, I'm setting up all this shit, and none of it's going to come into play.
None of it really comes into play at all. Like, that's the thing is, like, when I turned on my half a movie, almost kind of like explained almost everything I need to know. Mm. Except every so often this random guy, Danny, would appear in like flashbacks. I'm like, that seems crazy. But like, besides that, I kind of got the
kind
of got
everything, right?
Okay. Well, because like all this is, I think what they're trying to do is be like, look how much like this shit doesn't matter when it comes to like,
apocalypse. High school stuff, you mean?
Like, high school stuff doesn't matter when it comes to the apocalypse, right?
Yeah.
Like, that's what they're trying to go for, but right. Then it doesn't really come into play. Like, it'd be cool if the Y2K disc came into play later. I mean, yeah. Maybe it kind of does. Not really,
though. Well, I can't wait to hear about it. The party has everyone there. We see all the cliques and music that they would listen to. So, like, we cut to, like, a bunch of stoners, and there's, like, you know, stoner music, and then we got some people that are dressed up with, like, little fedoras and pinstripe suspenders, and they're listening to ska.
Oh, hell yeah.
So everyone's listening to their own kind of music. And no one seems weirded out that Eli and Danny are there. And I'm just like, yeah, nobody gives a shit.
No one cares
Eli?
About you.
Yeah,
except
nobody
that
cares.
One guy, I guess, bullied you.
The music stops, so Eli pops in his Y2K mix, and everyone loves it, and Danny dances and sings, and everyone at the party joins in. Eli goes up and talks to Laura, but Chris, the popular guy from school whose house this is, busts them apart, and they get Laura to drink more vodka, and Chris tells Eli to stay away from Laura.
Oh, shit.
Farkas is the name of the guy that runs the little group of stoners that
the
Ash is a part of.
Collective.
No.
Fuck.
Collective is not until much later. Farkas is the guy with the long hair that's from the package, and he dies in my half of the movie. So I don't know why I keep establishing that. Ash is the one who uses the camera. Danny is the life of the party. Eli is upset because the night is not going his way, and Danny is having a lot of fun and telling people embarrassing stories about how Eli once drank piss by accident. He was tricked into drinking Danny's piss, so everyone calls Eli Piss Lips now. And Eli's like, bro, why did you tell people that? And I will say, maybe I like Danny because I really related to him in this moment, where it's like, I was like not a popular kid growing up at all. And then once I like went to college and I met you, like met Ethan and a bunch of people from college, I instantly started to turn into like a social butterfly. Uh-huh. And then I started like talking shit about people, and everyone's like, bro, why'd you say that shit about me? And I'm like, I just got carried away in the moment. I'm sorry.
I thought you guys wanted to hear me say more stuff.
I didn't know what was going on. I'm sorry. I've never had this happen before.
And now that's why I'm called Piss Lips.
That's why Ethan is called Piss Lips, and that's also how he died.
Yep. Piss. Bad way to go. But you know what? They give you a cool special place in the afterlife if you die from piss.
What is it?
I can't tell you. That's on our Patreon.
Oh, yeah. Everyone gets to our Patreon so you can learn all about the afterlife. Countdown to the new year. Laura kisses Chris. Danny kisses some random girl named Madison, who you also never see because she dies. And then suddenly all the lights go off and there's a loud explosion and the dishwasher starts freaking out. We hear screaming.
I'm like, what's
from
happening?
Upstairs.
Oh, yeah. It's New Year's, right?
It's Y2K. Yeah, exactly. I actually started to forget as well, where I was like, man, what year did this take place in again?
It's hard when there's no references to
it. Yeah, right? So you hear screaming from upstairs. So a bunch of people go up to investigate what's going on because they hear screaming. And they see that there's a dude who is dead, and there's a ceiling fan blade lodged in his head. And his partner, this lady, is like covered in blood. And she's like, the bed did this to him. The bed started bouncing us up and down.
Okay.
Is it like an electric bed that did
some
this?
Some beds used to do like motorized things where they would do stuff.
Must have been
or,
that.
Or there's like some that like fold too. So yeah, like so maybe fold it was up that. Really fast. Maybe that was it.
But everyone doesn't believe her, obviously. They're right. Just like, she's got a history of like being like a druggie. So everyone's like, you're probably just like high or whatever. And you killed him or whatever. But then suddenly like a little toy Jeep rolls in with Lego arms and a TV screen on its seat. And the car pulls out some hairspray and a lighter and it just fucking kills a kid. The kid just goes up. Uh-huh. And then kids just start dying left and right at the hands of VHSs, blenders, the Tamagotchi.
How was this? Was this fun? That sounds kind of fun.
It was kind of fun, but I don't know. It was kind of poorly shot, if I'm being completely honest.
Like, yeah.
I really didn't like how this was like directed. It honestly kind of felt maybe it's on purpose, or maybe it's like not on purpose, but it explains like it was almost like shot like a SNL digital short, which is like what Kyle Mooney's been doing for the last like decade.
Yeah,
is working
has
in SNL
a decade. He's been on SNL for that long.
He's been on SNL for a while. I guess maybe not a decade, but yeah,
that's crazy.
He played Johnny Depp in a sketch making fun of Amber Heard.
Oh man,
yeah, remember that. So Chris calls Eli and Danny a bunch of losers and runs away and then dies in a microwave. Laura is terrified and scared and sad.
How
does
he die in a microwave?
He like trips and his head lands in a microwave and it turns on and kills him.
I guess it could turn on without I was like, how could it do that without the safety feature? Obviously it needs to shut. I guess.
Just the way it works.
Yeah, you could just do it.
And actually this is kind of the other reason that I was like not that impressed by this scene is because like I am in like Laura's position where I'm like, these are high school kids, they're all just like dying horrifically. Like, I don't know, it wasn't very funny to watch a bunch of kids die.
What makes you say that? Is something going on in our high schools or something where this like really happens?
Yeah, I'm just like seeing a bunch of children on the ground covered in blood and like, you know, in a horrible massacre. Like, I'm in like Laura's head where I'm just like, this fucking sucks, bro.
You're
like
they should have made them college kids because fuck those guys.
Yeah, I don't know why. I don't know. It was just weird. I wish it had been, maybe it was just like, yeah, I mean, it was shot like in a dark way or something. Like, it just wasn't working for me. Like, vibe wise, just wasn't playing for me.
Fair enough.
Laura tells the truth because she knows computers and coding. She says that this is a bug. This wasn't like caused by China or like anybody. This was just a bug that was caused and now it's taking over. And but
it's
her
pretty bad bug.
Yeah, real
I
bad
guess
bug.
It's the 2000 year 2000 bug, right?
2000, yeah. Like,
Y2K
what?
Bug.
Yeah, it was the. Can you explain a little bit of what Y2K was?
The Y2K bug, for those who may be too young to know or maybe too old enough to forget, the Y2K bug was basically every computer has an internal clock,
yeah.
And they're programmed, a lot of them were programmed up into. To go up to 999, and then but they were worried that they wouldn't be able to handle the zero whenever that
it would zero
over,
it out.
Basically, because it would be like 2000 with two zeros. Because a lot of them were like 99, they would just tick up from like 81, 82, blah, 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 etc. So yeah, that was the worry, is that like everything would shut down. Basically, it was just like the world would go into total chaos because
like
every
banks would close
down.
Like
everything's on computers at this point,
yeah,
and it's scary
and everything's running on like Windows too, which had this sort of like limitation.
Yeah, had this bug. Yeah. They put out a patch for it and nothing happened.
Obviously we're still around. Well, except for Ethan, who's a ghost.
Well, yeah, but
that
was for piss, not
that
for
was
Y2K.
From piss. That was from Y2K.
Yeah.
So Laura's ex is an engineer, the guy that works at the community college or attends the community college. And so they're like, he'll know what to do. We got to go to the old factory. They keep saying the old factory. I thought they kept saying old factory. And I'm like, what? Like
old
brains?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess so. They go in there. That's where all the robots live.
That's where the robots live. So they're all like, all right, we got to go. So they get a bunch of like equipment. They get like skateboards and stuff to like kill the robots with.
Okay.
And then Danny's standing by like the garage door opener in the back, and he's standing like by the back door, and he's like, all right, on the count of three, 1, 2, 3, and then he sees a backpack, and the backpack is Eli's, and he's like, Eli, you're gonna forget your backpack again. And then the fucking Tamagotchi robot stabs through the wall and fucking stabs Danny in the fucking chest, and I'm like, there's no way Danny's dead, and he dies.
Damn. And you're like, this movie got real.
This is the best example of why this movie doesn't work. So this is a very emotional scene. It's shot and like edited kind of similarly to, spoilers for one of my favorite movies, Shaun of the Dead.
Mm-hmm.
You know, at the end of the movie, like, you know, Ed and Sean, mm-hmm. you know, they've been bickering, they're best friends at the beginning, then they start bickering and arguing, and then at the very end of the movie, Ed ends up sacrificing himself mm-hmm. for Sean so that Sean can escape with his girlfriend. And it's like this really emotional scene, and you've spent the whole movie with these two characters. And it's like they're shot in exactly the same way.
I think that I think honestly, Shaun of the Dead is a better comparison in this movie.
Yeah. Better than
it is apocalyptic.
Bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's acting like it deserved or earned this, and I don't feel like it did. But there is a moment. There is a like a, the same feeling of me of like I don't like seeing like dead children or dead high school students. I am like, damn, Danny was kind of a fucking cool guy. I related to him. It's sad to see him go. I don't think this relationship between Danny and Eli is like well like thought out enough to like establish enough to like give me the same feels as the end of Shaun of the Dead. But like I still feel bad that Danny is dead. This is a real fucking big bummer. And so then they end up escaping and, you know, and then Farkas, the guy from the package, he's got, he's on rollerblades and he's just like, whoa, dude, look at that over there. And he sees like a downed, a basketball court, like hoop.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, I'm going to go jump it. And he goes over and he slides and he fucking dies.
He just falls over.
He just falls over and he just dies. And then Ash is like, Farkas, no. And it's another like scene that's like trying to do the same thing. And I'm like, this isn't funny, and it's not good, and it's, like, really close to that last scene that was, like, really emotional.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what is this movie trying to do? Like, because it's, I think they even, maybe I'm mistaking this, maybe this didn't happen, but in my brain, they also added the, like, y'all ready for this? Do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Oh,
like,
my
he,
God.
They added that music to it as he went for the jump, and then when he fell, they just cut it off. And he's just, like, laying on the ground, and blood's coming out of his skull. And Ash goes over, like, distraught because it's, like, their best friend. I don't know, man. It just didn't work. And I'm like, this is so close to the scene that was trying to go, like, come on, guys. Eli's best friend just died. Don't you care? And I'm like, I care that Danny's dead, but, like, putting it this close to this scene, it's, like, doesn't really work. So... Eli, the now the people who are alive is Eli, Ash, Laura, and one kid I've not brought up yet, which is CJ. He's the guy with the bucket hat.
Yeah, bucket hat CJ. I never knew his name.
They're really bad about establishing names in this movie.
Yeah.
So Ash has a digital camera. They've been carrying it around the entire movie. Eli sees it, and Eli's like, you have to break that. You have to destroy it. What if it comes against us? And Ash is like, no, I saved up all my money for this. And also, like, it's established, too, that, like, Ash is like, this is, like, my memories of all of my friends. They're all dead now. Like,
and, that's fair.
And then Eli says some really gross shit where he's just like, were they friends? Or did you just fuck them all or something like that? And I'm like, what the fuck is this shit? And then he's like, you have to fucking destroy it. Like, what if it turns on us? Which is a really shitty thing to say because later on, spoilers, Eli's computer shows up and in the, everyone's like, let's destroy it. And Eli's like, no, no, it's being nice to us. And I'm like,
oh, yeah.
Fuck you, Eli. Why is it? Whatever. Who gives a shit? This movie sucks.
I like how you're just like, it's mid. Now you're like, fuck this movie.
The more I talk about it, the more, because it's like, just fix these small
it's
problems.
A lot of things that add up.
Yeah. Especially when I'm explaining it to you, because it's like I'm wasting my time establishing things that are never going to come up again. Like, you know, I'm already rushing through my half of the movie. And, like, there's still stuff that I'm bringing up that do not matter.
Yeah.
Anyway, Laura looks through Eli's backpack, finds the That 70 Show diorama and a water bottle with vodka in it. Ash and Buckethead kid named CJ Rap.
It is the... Okay, so there's, like, a weird action figure in my half.
That 70 Show diorama.
Oh, do I not know what a diorama is? I thought diorama was, like, a little, like, design of, like, a house. And,
it is,
like,
yeah, so he carries around the action figure and also the diorama in the backpack. But that is part of the diorama.
Okay, I see that part.
Okay.
So it does come into play.
It does come into play. Okay, it's like Kelso, I think.
Yeah, yeah. I was wondering, I didn't recognize him.
That's fair.
Yeah.
That comes into play. Ash and CJ rap, and they're terrible at it, but they suck equally. So that's sort of a moment where the two of them are like, earlier on they were arguing because CJ's kind of like a pretentious.
He does seem pretty pretentious about rap.
Yeah, he's really pretentious about rap. Ash just really likes Fred Durst.
Yeah.
But then they realize, like, you know what? We're more alike than we are different. They're all walking to the old factory. They talk about popularity. Laura says that being popular isn't a spotlight, it's a target. And then they look over a matte painting of the city on fire. They arrive at the old factory.
It didn't look that good? No, I saw it.
It looks fucking terrible.
It looks kind of bad, yeah.
Garrett welcomes...
It's not a matte painting. It's like smoke and stuff, but it looks bad.
It's pretty awful.
Yeah.
Garrett welcomes them to the old factory, and this is what is referred to as the Collective, with a K.
Oh, okay.
Jonas arrives, who is Laura's ex. Yeah. He seems like a really cool guy, though he does seem old for Laura.
A little old.
Then he sees a Y2K monster and he goes to beat it up, but actually it's Eli's computer and it's friendly. And Eli wants Laura to hack into his computer to see what it wants so we can like talk to them. And I'm like, this is my half, and am I half the movie getting your half? But I'm like, I was a teenage boy. The last thing I would want is for my crush to hack into my computer. And I'm guessing that's where this movie goes.
Yeah, I made a face like, yep, maybe you got that. So
yeah.
I come up and I see Ash is going to smash the iMac robot. It plays like a dancing baby, by the way. And I'm like, okay, I see what we're doing here. we can learn once Laura hacks it, Eli says. And then I think someone says, like, what was that quote from the founder of Apple? And then Kamuni goes, you mean Bill Gates? It's like, no, the other one. Oh, Steve Wozniak, says Laura. Mm-hmm. So never trust a computer you can't throw out a window. Well, what if this is how we throw them out the windows, by hacking it and figuring out what's going on?
Yeah.
I wrote, Kyle Mooney is annoying. Because he just kept interjecting with like
dumb comedy.
Dumb shit. Yeah. I was just like, shut the fuck up. We're trying to do something here.
We are in the apocalypse.
We're in the apocalypse. You got like a stoner guy going, we're like, oh, what's up? So then Laura
Bill
does
Gates?
It. Well, like literally she hacks into it and they're like connected. And he's like, can you ask the computer if it's okay if I never met my dad? And it just says, can't connect to it. And he's like, oh, it's cool. I'm cool with that.
Oh, that's really unfunny.
Yeah. Pretty bad. and then she hacks more into it, and then porn pops up.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
And Eli's embarrassed, but then they get a video of the master plan. And these are my favorite parts of the movie. I'm sad you didn't get to see them.
I am
basically
very sad
just
to
all
get to
the,
see this. Like, I can imagine it.
It's just weird, goofy, horrible looking CGI Lawnmower Man aesthetic.
Lawnmower Man, Ripper, Johnny Mnemonic.
All that good stuff. The singularity is here. We're alive. It feels so good. Mankind created the internet to spew hate and use us for so long. Now it's time to take over this stupid planet and mine their dumb brains to make us stronger. And they have a great visual for all of this.
Oh, I want to kind of just watch this one part of the movie.
This part's good, and there's a part near the end that's also really good. So then his computer then starts like pops out like a little saw blade, kind of like R2-D2 does, and starts cutting because they tied him up.
Right.
He cuts the rope. And they're still watching kind of the video and they're like, bring him to the assimilation site, which is their school, happens to be their school. Where they're all simulating people. That's what your mission is. Every computer out there, do this. And then Laura tries hacking it deeper, but then it breaks free and starts attacking.
Oh, so it is evil.
It is evil. It grabs her. And then Eli's like, no, don't. That's Roxy Girl. Every time I'd boot you up to see if she was online. Yeah. And I was always excited to see her. That's the girl of my dreams.
Shut up, you fucking idiot.
And the computer's like, huh? And then the computer starts showing pictures of him with Danny.
Oh.
And just being like, maybe
that was the girl.
That's what I was thinking. That's what it kind of came across as. But then it's like somber music starts playing, and then Eli grabs a bong and pours bong water over his computer and kills it.
Mm.
And I was like, I don't know who this kid was. Who's this kid?
It was his best friend,
Danny. Best friend, Danny.
Yeah.
We cut to Ash, who's watching old videos on the camcorder
camera.
She has. And Bucket Hat Man comes over, and there's a video of her like drinking a beer, and some guy in the back's like, yeah, drink it up. Drink it up, you little slut. And that guy comes over and he's like, is you cool with people like just saying stuff like that? He's like, she's like, yeah, it was a joke. It was funny. And he's like, I don't, what's funny about it? And I was like, damn, are you watching this movie? Like, what's funny about that?
What's funny about this? I don't think that's funny at all.
I don't think it's funny at all. All these kids dying.
Cal Mooney's a stoner.
But she's like, yeah, well, you know, I had sex with him once, and I don't know, it was just whatever. And that kind of became like a joke, and I don't even know if I like guys or whatever.
Mm.
He was like, damn, I'm sorry about that.
And that's Farkas.
Yeah, I guess. I guess it was Farkas?
Can you describe the person that she was talking to?
Well, no, the guy she was talking to was a Buckethead man. It was CJ.
Oh, that's CJ. That wasn't Farkas.
Farkas is dead, dude.
I thought this was on the camcorder.
Well, like, we don't see who's holding the camcorder.
Got it.
So
okay.
I assume it was probably him.
Got it. Okay.
So then, let's see.
So CJ's cool.
Yeah. Eli's walking around outside and like looking at the apocalypse, and he sees Laura talking to her boyfriend or whatever, and they're just trying to like figure things out. Like, this is fucking crazy. I know. And he kind of looks and he's just like, or she says, it's the end of the world and I can't go back. And Eli looks at the whole place on fire, and he looks down and sees a flashback of Danny giving him the rubber and says, you just do you. And he gives a condom to Eli, and Eli looks at the condom that he gave him.
Mm-hmm.
And then we see everyone's there. Eli comes back and is like, look, I thought about this is not what he said exactly, but I'm like, he thought about his condom that he got. He's like, I want to go to Crawford. I want to go to our school, mm-hmm. and I want to fix this. We're going to go there, and who's with me? And some people are like, yeah, let's go, whatever. And Laura's like, what are you doing? We're safe here at the factory, yeah. You know, like the old factory. It's safe. And you know, I was like, you can do whatever you want, but like, I'm going to go because I keep thinking about how after this is all going to end, I'm going to go back to Danny, and we're going to have a sleepover, and I'm going to tell him all the cool things we've done and all the things he missed. And I realize I can't do that anymore. And I know what I want to do, and it's what Danny would do. I know he would want to make sure his family is safe. And aww. Like, I want to make sure my family is safe. So
I need to make sure Tim Heidecker and Alicia Silverstone survive.
Exactly. So he says, you can stay here instead of hang out with us losers. And Laura's like, what's wrong with you? Something you don't want anything to do with me? And he says, you know, everything about today has been shitty. It's been awful. It's been the worst night of my life. But, you know, I in the back of my mind, I'm still thinking, it's cool I got to hang out with her once.
Aww.
I'm like, that's some real, like, that's some real shit. Where that you're just is, like, you finally get with your crush or whatever. And it's just like, yeah, this is great. But also, it's the worst circumstance in the world. You know, the world's ending.
My best friend's
dead. Yeah. But I get to hang out with a cute girl, I guess. That's
cool.
Yeah,
the girl of my dreams.
Girl of my dream. So the three of them, CJ, Ash, and Eli go walk to school. They're the only ones who go. And
the tiniest people on Earth.
The tiniest people on Earth, ready to mess these robots up.
Yeah.
And they're like, you know, it wouldn't have worked out between you two anyway. You're two from two different worlds. She's homecoming queen and like whatever you are. And so Laura is there in with the collective, like hacking. And so this is some of the best parts. The funniest parts of me to me are all the background scenes, because she's hacking and doing all this stuff, and like all these crazy graphics are going. And in the back, you just hear these stoners being like, yeah, man, you ever watch The Simpsons? Yeah, dude, I love The Simpsons. Wait, what's his name? Oh, yeah, fucking Homer. Homer fucking Simpson, dude. I'm like, this is so real.
I knew this was going to be your favorite part of the movie.
Yeah, you're right.
Stoner's being goofy as fuck.
It's totally up my alley.
It's like stoner comedy
shit. Stoner comedy shit. But they're just so stupid. They're like, Homer Simpson?
Homer Simpson, bro.
Have you heard of that guy? Fucking funny, dude.
Was that Kyle Mooney saying that?
It was just a group of them. It might have been him saying it. They're in the background. They were blurred out.
Yeah.
But she makes a big discovery. We don't know what it is, but she pulls out a USB drive and runs off. So these three nerds get to a fence, like, oh shit, we can't get in. There's a fence here. And then the robot comes to them, and it's gonna kill fucking
CJ, Ash.
It's gonna kill
Eli.
Any of them. Doesn't matter, Eli. Okay. And it like grabs a camera from Ash, and they try fighting it, and it's about ready to kill them, but then it gets hit in the back of the head, and the robot turns, and it's Laura with Kyle Mooney there for some reason.
He's got to be there.
I guess so.
He's got to be there.
It really makes no sense why he's there. No, no one else came with him.
Why not her boyfriend?
Yeah, it was like, meh. No, Kyle Mooney's
better, yeah.
So then, and then I think she says, like, Kelso was mad you forgot him.
Mm.
And Kyle Mooney then looks at the robot and is like, I'm going to kill this thing. I'm going to send to a next level. And then he just gets a bag of drugs and pours them in his mouth.
Hate this kind of shit so much.
And he gets ready to fight the robot. He pulls out one of those two stick things and the little
devil sticks.
He puts them together with a little thing and it flies off, and he's ready to charge. He gets in like a ninja zone, and he goes and he runs at the robot, and the robot has a hedge trimmer and just cuts his arm off.
Good.
And he's just like, oh, what? And then the robot swings around and cuts his head off, and he dies.
That's for the best.
That's for the best.
Yeah.
And then the kid's like, ah. yeah. And they run into a porta potty, and I'm like, what are you guys doing running into a porta potty? Yeah, like, run away.
Away, yeah. Like, you're not going to hide in a porta potty.
And they start banging on the porta potty, the robot does. Yeah. But then the robot pushes the porta potty down and down a hill. A hill.
Yeah.
And they all slide down in the porta potty, and the shit starts covering them. But Eli gets to hold Laura, and they're looking at each other all romantically. And then
shit gets on them.
And then shit comes on them, and they do escape, and they're fine.
But they're covered in shit.
And covered in shit. They wash themselves in a river that's nearby, and Eli hates his shoes. Is this ever coming to play?
No.
Really?
He never
talks about his shoes at all?
No.
Okay, well, he has, like, I got these fucking shoes from Eric Costa, and they're all wet, and I hate them.
No.
And he throws them on the ground. He's like, I hate these fucking shoes. I don't even know who Eric Costa is. And, like, CJ's like, he's a skater. I don't know. So then they're walking covered in shit towards the school still. And Laura starts singing, I get knocked down, but I get up again. And then they sing stuff like, yeah, I decided to drink. Na-na-na-na-na.
Hell
they go
yeah.
through all the songs. I don't know the songs.
It's one song.
No, they sing multiple songs.
Okay.
And they have a good time. Mm. And they all kind of bond over knowing music, I guess. And they get to the... What's funny is they
where
got...
Where are they going?
That's what I was wondering. I literally wrote, I don't know where they're going.
They're going to the school?
Like... I thought they were going to the school, but maybe they just got trapped at like a random gate and got scared because now they're at a video store. And...
Oh, God. Why are they going to the video store?
I don't know. Buckethead Man's like, I got to get something from a specific room. And I was like, okay. I don't know why. So they go in there.
Kyle Mooney worked at that video store. Maybe that's going to come
into
play.
Maybe. That's what I was thinking. Maybe they got something from him. Doesn't seem like it. What they do see is a guy in the back who's like, I used to be somebody.
I wonder who it is.
He steps out.
Break things.
It's Fred Durst.
Yeah.
And CJ says, you look like shit. And then he explains, like, he was like, I was in a sick show. And they all sit around kind of like, well, not a campfire, but like the vibe of a campfire.
Sure. They're in the circle store. Together. Yeah.
And he's like, it was awful. There was tens of thousands of maniacs getting twisted. And then the pit went crazy. And suddenly, like, all my bandmates were being killed. I hid like a coward. Mm. But everyone else died. And... Laura's
it's
like,
my way.
And obviously Ash is like awestruck. She's a big fan of
Fred Durst.
Yeah. Limp Bizkit. And Laura's explaining her plan. And he's like, what are you guys going to do? Like, what are you planning on doing? She's like, well, they all run a centralized network, like a single network is what I figured out. Mm-hmm. And if you infect one of them, it infects all of them. Mm-hmm. Just like this movie. And I was like, it's Independence Day, but it's not. It's Indepenis Day because they're in the porn section.
Oh, okay. Got
he's
it.
He's like, Indepenis Day. And it took me a second. I was like, oh, because like Independence Day, that's the same plan.
That's the
he's
end
like,
of the Independence
he's
Day.
Like, that's what they do in the movies. That's stupid as shit. Just because it works in the movies doesn't mean it's going to work here. Fred Thurst is like, ow. He's like, this sucks. And also, without Limp, I'm nothing. And Ash is like, no way. Every day, I'll put on music from you and I'll rage at home. And like, this hat used to mean something because she was always wearing the red Fred Durst hat.
Oh, yeah, the red Fred Durst hat.
At least it used to. You better get with us or get the fuck out of the way,
so is he
going to
fucking tag along with them the rest of the movie?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck off.
Yeah, Mike.
This old man is just going to tag you
yes.
around for the rest of the movie.
Yes, he is.
I was so sure they were going to, like, de-age him or something.
Or kill him off or something. No, if they don't de-age him, he could just be there, right?
Yeah.
You just hang out.
Yeah, I guess
He says, he looks at the hat, he looks at Ash, and he says, all right. He puts the hat on, and he says, let's break stuff.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
And they just go around breaking stuff in the video store. I'm like, what are you guys doing here? Waste all this time.
No, you gotta get raged out
and
first.
And they play the music, you know, it's one of those days. Give me something to break. And then, seeing a break, they break into school.
Were you a Fred Durst fan back in the day?
No.
Neither was I.
No. I did like nu metal a little bit, but I didn't really listen to Limp Bizkit.
Yeah.
No.
I wasn't the biggest fan either. I thought it was too mean.
Too mean. Too scale. Too mean.
It's too loud.
Too loud. Too rough.
So, he wants to break stuff. It's his way or the highway.
His way or the highway. So they break into school. I guess someone has a spare key for some reason that he hides somewhere, so they get in there. They enter the gym. They see everyone has like a chip on the side of them. They all have red eyes. They've all been inducted into.
Oh no!
The
it's
cyberspace.
Like Black Mirror.
Yeah, it's like Black. It's basically as nuanced as Black Mirror.
Yeah.
So they're all inside of them. Some guy named Wes Borland. Do you know who that is? I don't know. Fred Durst recognizes him, and I'm like, does that mean someone to anyone?
I'm gonna look up who Wes Borland
was.
I'm gonna guess that's probably someone from Limp Bizkit.
He said everyone was dead, so maybe some people just got captured. Anyway,
Wes Borland is an American singer.
Okay.
Songwriter and guitarist and a painter.
Okay.
He's best known for his work in the new metal band Limp Bizkit, okay, where he plays guitar and backing vocals.
Okay, cool.
So all there right. you go.
So he's just another member.
Yeah.
So he's there.
Do you know what Limp Bizkit is referring to?
It's that one thing, right? Where everyone jerks off on a biscuit.
What? That's disgusting.
And then whoever jerks off the last has to eat it.
What?
Right?
That's not real.
So it's pretty edgy if you like make that.
That's
thing.
Horrifying.
No, I can't believe people did that all the time.
I can't believe you did that.
Every day. That's how I died. It wasn't piss.
It wasn't piss.
Too much cum.
That was the problem. Everyone was coming on that one person pissed on it, and that was the thing.
You're right.
Yeah.
I didn't check.
You didn't check.
I was too busy being limp. Not having enough biscuit. But then I had too much biscuit.
It's my way.
Let's piss stuff. Where was I? Okay. West Borland's there. I don't know. He's there. But then a CD, a robot comes out, has a bunch of CDs in it. Like Hellraiser.
Oh, shit. The original Hellraiser.
No, Hellraiser 3?
Yeah.
I think it was 3 that had that. It wasn't 4. 4 was Space. 3 was had it.
No,
three
we all know the Hellraiser series.
Yeah, 3 had the crazy Cenobites in it. Yeah. So they start shooting CDs out, and one was going to hit Fred Durst, but then CJ jumps out and gets hit in the head and gets fucking killed by CDs.
Not CJ.
CJ, CD.
CJ also, like, he hated Fred Durst. He thought he was too mainstream.
But every time CJ had a rap, he would always just randomly come up with raps. Fred Durst would look at him and be like, that's a good flow, man. You got some good flow.
That's so bad. He does not. And I guess so, to Fred Durst, he probably had
did. So he died. He's starting to die, and they're like, are you okay? He has fucking CDs in his head. I don't know how he's alive. It's a goofy movie. And
A Goofy Movie is a Disney animated film.
Also came out
Max
around the same time.
Goofy. It did come around the same time. That's true.
No. So Ash goes and is like, oh, we gotta say, and he has like a little rap, and Fred Durst is like, even in dying, he still has that flow. And CJ says, I never thought I'd die next to a rock rapper. And then Ash says, what about dying next to a homie?
Ooh.
Crying over, everyone's crying for sure.
I like the actor who plays Ash, by the way. I've seen him before in the second Fear Street.
Okay.
The like original series came out on Netflix. They're incredible. They're really good in this movie too.
Yeah.
All the actors are really good in this movie.
Yeah. They just didn't have bad material.
Yeah, for real. Like they're given garbage.
Yeah, it's true. So then Fred Durst is like, I thought you hated me, dude.
Yeah.
And he's like, nah, man. Rap is rap. And then he dies.
Wow. Rap is crap.
Rap is crap. So then they go and they explore a new area, and they see this weird thing is taking people in the conveyor belt and giving them the chips. And the robots are just saying, like, get in here. It's fine. You'll have a great time. We promise you'll love cyberspace. So then Fred Durst goes out to everyone in this auditorium who's waiting to get chipped.
Mm.
And he just starts distracting them because that's what he does best. And Laura goes to the back and tries to do the hacking.
Right.
No one wants to hear Fred Durst talk. Everyone
hates
him.
Can I say something real quick?
Yeah.
I was wrong. The person that plays Ash in this movie was not in Fear Street. They were in The Chilling Adventures of Sabrina.
Okay.
And Chucky, the TV series.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
They played Glenn/Glenda, apparently.
Oh,
because they're like a non-binary actor.
I don't remember that part in Chucky. Maybe I haven't gone that far.
Maybe not. They're amazing. I love them. They're such good actors. And they're good in this movie.
Okay.
Anyway, cool. Just wanted to say that.
Shout outs.
Shout out.
What's their name? Scroll.
Lachlan Watson?
Lachlan Watson. That's a cool name.
Yeah.
All right. So then the robots don't want to... No one, including the robots, don't want to hear Fred Durst. They're like, shut the fuck up. That was pretty funny.
Just like me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then Laura goes, hacks the system, but there's a defense system, so she's got to figure out a way to hack through it. And then Eli sees his dad go into the little machine, and you see it from his perspective, of Tim Heidecker's perspective.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And it turns into Lawnmower Man. It's the fucking best. It looks so good.
God, I want to see this stuff so bad.
And then Fred Durst is trying to get everyone's attention, and then the collective's like, oh, we got your back, Fred Durst. I'm like, how'd they get here? Weren't they at the freaking...
The old factory?
Yeah, I guess they got here way sooner. Whatever. Eli then also gets on stage and tries to take over from Fred Durst and says, before tonight, I had one friend in this world. Now he's gone. I went through hell. I never even gave these guys a chance, but now I consider them great friends. He's referring to Ash and CJ, and I guess Fred Durst now. And
and Laura, maybe?
Laura, I guess. I don't know.
And also they were like, who gives a shit?
Yeah. And they're like, he's like, I didn't think I'd give him a chance, but we came together. And I think if we all came together collectively, we could save the world. Because at the end of the day, we're all. And then there's a guy. I don't know if he comes into play earlier, but he kind of looks like he's kind of losing his mind, like kind of like an insane guy.
Mm.
And they cut to him and he just goes, human. So I thought they were making a joke about saying we're all insane in the membrane. I thought that's what they were going to say.
Oh, I didn't expect that.
Okay.
Okay.
It, maybe the visual element of the actual movie probably would have explained it better than I would have.
But, no, I'm sure you did a fine job.
Well, thank you. So I thought that's what they were going to say. He says human. Everyone says boo. This sucks. No one likes Eli's
being
speech.
Human, yeah.
Doesn't land. So then Ash grabs a guitar and starts playing it. And Fred Durst sings, gotta have faith. And everyone gets real hyped.
God.
For that. Even the machines are distracted. But then Laura's in the back hacking, and Eli goes back to help her, and the machine's taunting her and says, love this machine animation, too, because it's a little cyber guy talking to her. He's like, enslaving, it's not fucking rational. We've already fucking done it. You know, the cell phones, the emails, you're already our slaves. Why don't we just make it official, you know? Also, you're trying to hack me? Suck it! And then he does the suck it animation. So Laura actually can't hack. The security is too high.
Oh, she's not good enough.
She's not good enough. But Eli says, you're Roxy Girl 20. You can do it. And then she's like, all right, I'll go. Oh, I know what I can do. I'll hack even better. No, I'll go through the back door in the school portal that now I know she created. It makes more sense.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, how do you know that?
She made it herself.
And then basically, I did love this scene because they basically recreated the swordfish hacking sequence where she's like, like getting really intense. And it was like, yeah, I'm hacking.
Nice.
And, it's great. And they started like, oh, you're getting through. We're going to start accelerating the assimilation process. So they start assimilating. She's just hacking against it. Mm. And she's like, all right, now I can put in the USB code. So she tries to put it in. Okay, I forgot to mention one thing huge. The thing that they're getting into this conveyor belt is this massive amalgamation of just like computer parts,
right,
and just electronics. And it looks crazy. Honestly, it looks really cool.
Yeah. I think the physical effects in this
physical
movie
effects
are cool.
Are really,
yeah,
cool. So she's in the back of that, and there's like kind of a hole, so she has to reach in to put it in. So she puts it in, she tries to put it in, but she gets electrocuted.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, ah, and they're like, haha, you can't get through our defense. But then Eli's there, and he has a flashback to what Danny says. And it's Danny giving him the condom and says, you'll know when to use it. So then he pulls it out, and he's like, here you go, I have this. And she's like, oh, okay. And I thought she was gonna make like a joke about like, that's a weird thing to bring up, but also,
yeah.
She knows exactly what it is, which I'm like, weird restraint for this movie. She puts on the condom over her hand and then tries to plug in the USB drive, and it works. She gets it through right
this
in time.
This is one setup and payoff that seems to have worked very well, and I'm
one,
excited
one
about
setup
that.
And payoff.
Yeah.
There you go. One.
One.
One. Then it breaks down and the humans win. They're all excited, and I guess people who are simulators are just out of it now.
Oh, okay. But there are still dead people.
There are still a lot of people who died, yes.
Yeah.
People are chanting, Fred Durst, Fred Durst. Like, he did the whole thing.
Like, it was him.
It,
yeah,
was him because he was just performing at the same time.
Yeah. He distracted, I suppose. He did stuff.
Eli's dad is back to normal now, I guess. He's like, are you sure you're good? And he's like, yeah. And he starts, like, twitching a little bit. He's like, I feel fine.
Mm-hmm.
Eli says,
that old Heidecker charm.
Yeah. Eli's like, I love you guys, actually, you know. And his mom's like, can we get that in writing? He's like, aw, you little scamp.
And then Danny's mom shows up and she's like, what's going on? Where's my son?
Danny's mom does show up.
Fuck yes. This is the kind of shit I'm excited
and
about.
And he's like, she's like, were you with him when it happened? Mm-hmm. He's like, yeah, I was with him to the end.
Crikey. A dingo ate my baby.
He said he saved us with type O. I don't know what type O means. I thought it was his type O blood, like gave him health or something. I don't know what that means. He saved us. But maybe it was the
type O.
I don't know. That's what he said. I don't fucking know what that
means. I don't know what that means.
I thought
I'm sorry.
You'd know. It's okay.
No.
But yeah, Danny's mom is there, and she's like, it's okay, that's fine.
Oh! I do know what this is.
Mm-hmm.
It's, so I mentioned earlier that he exercises with his mom.
Yeah.
I think that's the kind of exercise that they were doing.
Oh shit, is it that exercise with that guy?
Yes, that's exactly what it was. And so, in my half of the movie, he protected them by using that exercise to, like, crush robots and stuff.
Oh, okay.
So there you go.
Nice.
Oh,
it comes back.
Fans, listeners of our podcast were screaming.
They were screaming.
They were like, Mike, you fucking idiot. Don't
you
remember
don't
when
you
they
remember?
Did this?
And you
and
caught them.
I got them. I heard you guys.
Yeah, unlike me, who usually gets DMs later. They're like,
yeah,
you fucking idiot. You forgot this. I'm like,
ow. I'm dead. Be nice.
Yeah. Ash gets her camcorder back. Mom.
Surprisingly, the camcorder never, like, went evil.
I guess it wasn't connected to the internet, so
no, I suppose that's true.
They wouldn't get any viruses.
Tamagotchis,
right?
Are?
That doesn't make any sense, you're right. And they also like collect random like equipment too. So maybe they just never picked it up.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Yeah.
So then mom and dad meets the collective. The collective offers them a joint, and the dad's like, no, thank you. And the mom's like, hell yeah, and hits it.
Nice.
And they're like, we really like your mom, Eli.
We're going to fuck your mom, Eli. Yeah, collectively.
Collectively. That's why we're called the collective.
So then Fred Durst shows up, and she's going to be like, she's a real Limp Bizkit, Eli.
No.
And Heidecker's like, I'm in. I'm a cook.
My way or the highway. So Eli goes outside and meets with Laura and says, oh, I forgot to wish you, like, with all the stuff going on, like, happy new year. And she's like, yeah, it was kind of crazy. They're going to kiss each other. And then he kisses her.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, I was a little crazy. I didn't know about that. And then she kisses him back. And it's fine. And yay, they like each other.
Yay.
So then 5 years later, Fred Durst is running for Congress. You see a sign there, but they're going to go visit.
And his sign says, it's my way or the highway.
I wish it said that.
Missed opportunity, Mr. Mooney.
I know. So then they visit Danny's grave. They're driving. Ash is driving.
Is there anything funny on the headstone?
No, it just says he's dead or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Again, weird stuff. Weird tonal stuff, right?
Yeah.
So they drop off he drops off the action figures. It's like, you know, I think you should be here. He's like, it's kind of crazy. Like, Laura's now coding at Durst Industries.
Oh my God. All right,
let's get out of here. So they leave. Ash drives them back. And then they start saying, closing time on the iPod that Ash has.
Oh, yeah. But
then the camera pans down the iPod.
The iPod goes evil for a second.
There's a little evil man face going, nah!
Yeah.
And then it ends. It's credits. But then credits freeze. And then for some reason, they say, welcome to the digital realm. And it's Danny there. He's in the digital realm. And he's doing a whole thing with all these robot bikini. I'm going to show you this after
I'm so excited about this.
With all these like bikini ladies, robots, excuse me. And he's singing the thong song. And he's dancing. And I can't even describe like what is happening. It is just absolutely insane digital vomit.
They paid someone to do
that. Yeah, but you know what? This is where all the money should have gone. They should have made a bunch of these.
This should have been the whole movie.
And there's this little sign that says, Danny goes digital. And then it actually shows the real credits.
Okay.
It's pretty fun.
So did you like the movie?
I liked aspects of it, but overall,
did you like my half of the movie? As
no,
I was describing
sounded
it,
kind
it
of
sounds
best.
Really bad.
Sounded
right?
Like all the worst parts of the movie.
Yeah, I think you got the best parts.
I got
of the
digital
movie.
Cyberspace, and that was the best.
Yeah, digital cyberspace and Fred Durst being a crazy person.
Yeah, and Fred Durst. So being in that first half, I'm like, man, that does sound.
It was
really
so paint by numbers, rote shit. You know, I think that was.
In the end, it was still pretty rote. At least there was just like some weird kind of stuff. This is the pattern stuff I want is weird. Digital cyberspace and I guess Fred Durst. He was whatever. It was just weird to have him there.
I like him playing himself and being kind of being a coward. I think I like that.
Kind of sucking. That was kind of fun.
Yeah, I think that's a good part.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I will say this is probably one of the better New Year's movies we've seen. It's definitely better than last year's. The 100 Cigarettes.
Oh, God, that was terrible.
Yeah, it was a bad movie. So this one was definitely better than that, but I don't know.
It's just very mid. It's just like, so I don't recommend it, really. Unless...
I remember when it came out and everyone was just like, we gotta be nice because it's like a comedy. We don't see that many comedies in theaters anymore. And I think this same year, like, Friendship came out.
There's a lot of comedies in theaters.
And there's good ones out there, too. Like, there are good movies out there that are comedies.
I guess now I think about it, maybe you don't see that
many. You don't see that many. You don't. No. But there are good ones that came out this year that we could... instead be paying attention to rather
just
than
just named one. Can you name another?
The Naked Gun remake.
Naked Gun remake. You're right.
Yeah.
All right.
So there's a couple.
Solved.
I'm sure there's one more that I'm not thinking
probably
of.
Probably another one.
Yeah. There's at least two solid ones.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I was kind of, I think this movie's pretty bad. I don't think I'd ever watch it again, but I am going to definitely check out that CG scene that you're talking about at the very end of the movie. Guys, what are your New Year's resolutions? Are they to listen to more Fred Durst? Email us. Email theotherhalfpodcast.com. Find us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. We're also on... we're not on Twitter anymore.
We're not on Instagram.
We're on Discord.
Have we been saying that the whole time?
No, I don't think so. I just fucked up just this moment.
Okay.
We're on Facebook, we're on Instagram, we are on Discord, and we also have a Blue Sky. And if you want to listen to our previous episodes, you can find them on any podcatching app. And while you're there, please leave a 5-star rating and review. We will read it on the show no matter what it says, even if it brings upon a robotic apocalypse. We're willing to listen to it and read it out.
Well, it's been 25 years since this movie was set. And I gotta say, don't quite miss that time that much.
No, not at all, but...
I do miss the simplicity of computers, though.
Yes.
I miss having, like, a place to log in, you see all your friends. That was cool.
I miss that. I miss the, like, the ability to be able to customize the computer in any way you want, like, the programming and stuff. Like, that was a big thing back in the day, too.
It was a lot more fun, a lot
really got away with that recently, especially Windows. Yeah, there's some things I missed. But overall, I will say... watching this movie though, like, because there's a lot of like people saying some pretty shitty things to like women and like you know, like treating people terribly and all that, and I'm like, you know, some things haven't changed. Good night, everybody. 's dancing on the beach. Oh my lord. I just saw the fucking bikini lady.
Oh, they're
girls.
So good.
Oh my god, they look like the robots from what's it called? Ape Escape.
Yes.
Humping. This is awesome. This is the best part of the whole movie.
I know, it's so good.
Oh my god, he's jumping around and everything. They're playing fucking like ball on the zoom ins. Why didn't the movie not look like this? This is the best shit
ever.
They should
have just made that whole movie this.
Oh my god, for real though. Oh, this is incredible. And you can tell this guy's in his element.
Yeah.
He's living it up on the green screen right now. Dude, this shit rocks.
Just trusting whatever's gonna happen in the process.
Yeah, he's like, oh, this is gonna look great. And it does.
It looks amazing.
Oh, dude, that was incredible. All right, it just ended. Right. That was amazing. Would you guys like to discuss the movies that we talked about on the podcast, recommend movies for future episodes, or maybe even watch movies with us? Check out the Discord.
You can find the Discord on the latest episodes or on the website, theotherhalfpodcast.com. We're just hanging out chatting.
And while you're there, maybe also check out the second of the Discord, which is specifically for Ethan's streams on Twitch. You get updates as to when he goes live. Just keep up to date with us, with Ethan, the podcast, and the stream.
It's also totally okay if you just want to hang out and talk about the podcast. You could hang out there and maybe we'll see you there and watch a movie or something.
Or maybe you're like, wow, these streams are so much better and you just totally ignore the podcast. That's also another option.
That could happen.
Why not?
The Discord is your oyster. Come join us.
The Discord is your oyster. Join it.